Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Konopka. Batting fourth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Richmond. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck strikes out. Richards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Steinbeck out. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley strikes out. Richards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Handley out. Two outs. Bruce Konopka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konopka hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake misplays the ball. That's an error on Lake. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Don Richmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richmond hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCuskey moves to second. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konopka fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Greenberg for the double play. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Handley reaches second base with a double. Bruce Konopka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konopka is 0 for 1 in the game. Konopka hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Handley scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a pop-up towards short. Wallace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace misplays the ball. That's an error on Wallace. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Don Richmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richmond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Richmond strikes out. Two outs. Jack Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallace hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up towards short. Wallace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 1 in the game. Marchildon hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Newhouser covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 1 in the game. Newhouser bunts towards third. Richmond fields it and throws to first for the out. Richards moves to second. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Konopka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konopka is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Konopka hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Richmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richmond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richmond strikes out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 2 in the game. Walesa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball towards center. Chapman catches it and throws to second to double up Cullenbine. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 2 in the game. Marchildon strikes out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth misplays the ball. That's an error on Bloodworth. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Handley hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Konopka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konopka is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Konopka strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 1 in the game. Newhouser strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 3 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake misplays the ball. That's an error on Lake. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Richmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richmond is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Richmond hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Pat Mullen pinch runs for Hank Greenberg. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Jimmy Bloodworth. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mullen scores. Cullenbine moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 2 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pat Mullen now playing right field. Roy Cullenbine now playing first base. Skeeter Webb now playing second base. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 3 in the game. Walesa strikes out. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 3 in the game. Marchildon strikes out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 4 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 4 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lake moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 4 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to third for the out. Kell moves to second. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to third. Evers moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Wakefield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Evers moves to third. Mullen moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.